Think about, like, I don't know, the last thing you bought online, or even just, when you needed to look something up quick, you went digital, right?
It's almost like second nature now.
Totally. And businesses know that, which is why digital marketing is so huge. But today, we're not just talking about the what we're going deeper. We're looking at a real agency. This one's called Grow Digital out of Toronto. And we're going to see what their playbook actually looks like.
And the cool thing is, their website, it's basically their public strategy document. They want potential clients to see this stuff, so it tells us a lot about what they think
Oh,
works.
for sure. It's not just some pretty design, it's a message. And one thing that hits you right away on their site, revenue growth. It's everywhere, like they're obsessed.
Well, it makes sense though, right? Businesses, especially the kind of clients these guys are after, they care about the bottom line.
So they're cutting through the fluff and being like, we make you money.
Exactly. They're positioning themselves as partners in profit, not just some service you're paying for.
And to drive that point home even harder, they've got this audio logo, that little
Oh,
jingle
they're,
thing.
yeah, the Grow Digital Anthem, they call it.
It's catchy, I'll give them that, but is it a bit much? I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's bold. First impressions matter, even online, and they're definitely trying to stand out. Might not be for everyone, but hey, at least they're memorable.
True enough. Okay, let's get into the actual services they offer because, and I'm not kidding, it's a lot T. They've got SEO, PPC, content marketing. They even have Shopify SEO. Shopify SEO.
Yeah, that's a niche within a niche.
Right. It's like, how much can one agency even DO?
Well, a lot of smaller agencies do this. They want to show that they can handle anything you throw at them.
But wouldn't that be overwhelming for a business owner just starting out? I mean,
Yeah.
where do you even begin to figure out what you need?
That's the thing, right? A good digital marketing agency shouldn't just hand you a menu of services. They should be asking you questions, figuring out your pain points. Do you need more people finding your website? Okay, maybe SEO is the answer. Need leads fast. All right, let's talk PPC. It's about finding the right tool for the job.
It's like, yeah, just tell me what I need. Don't overload me with options.
Exactly. And that's actually a good segue to something they talk about a lot, measurable results. You see it everywhere on their site.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. It's like, okay, we get it. Results matter. But isn't that kind of a given in marketing? It feels like a buzzword.
You're right to be wary of buzzwords, but in this case, I think it's more about what it signals. They're basically saying, look, we can prove what we're doing is working.
Because in the online world, everything can be measured.
Exactly. Every click, every conversion, it's all trackable. So when they hammer on about measurable results, it's about accountability.
Yeah.
They're saying, we're not just throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something sticks.
We're scientists.
Well, maybe not scientists, but you get the idea. They're data-driven, and they want you to know that up front.
Okay, that makes more sense. It's not just about the words themselves, it's about what they're trying to convey.
Exactly. And it ties into something else we'll see later when we look at their team, but they're not just techies. They understand business too.
Ooh, good point. Okay, let's meet these digital masterminds. Their team page is interesting. CEO, SEO guy. But then there's this senior marketing advisor. What even eye is that?
Yeah, titles can be a bit all over the place in this industry, my guess. Someone who's more focused on strategy, big picture stuff, less about the day-to-day technical stuff.
So, like, they're saying, hey, we don't just build websites, we build marketing strategies.
Precisely. They get the business side of things, which is what you want from an agency.
100%. And another thing I notice, they love their LinkedIn. Every team member has their profile link.
It's their digital business card in this world, and for good reason. Potential clients can see their experience, their connections.
It's like, here's the proof. Check us out.
Exactly. Transparency builds trust, especially in a field that can feel kind of opaque sometimes. But speaking of things that are sometimes missing, did you notice there aren't any case studies on their site?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
And their pricing is nowhere to be found.
Pretty typical, to be honest. Case studies are often confidential, or they might have an R work section somewhere. And pricing,
Yeah.
always custom.
Yeah, it makes sense. Every client is different, so a one-size-fits-all price tag wouldn't really work.
Exactly. It's more about starting a conversation, understanding your needs, and then coming up with a tailored solution. This website is just the first step. But something that really jumped out at me was how much they talk about data. Data-driven is practically their middle name.
It's everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it really that important, or is it just a buzzword? I mean, I get that data is useful, but.
Oh, it's way more than a buzzword. Data is like the heart of digital marketing these days. It's how you know what's working, what's not, who to target, all of it.
So it's not just about intuition or gut feelings anymore.
Not at all. Every click, every time someone visits your website, that's data. And a good agency. They use that to make your campaigns better, make sure your message is actually reaching the right people.
So, like, if we're thinking about those measurable results they're so into, data is how they get there.
Exactly. They're not just guessing. They can actually show you, hey, this is what we did, and here's the impact it had. Data is the proof.
Okay, I'm starting to see the light. Data is king. But then they throw another curveball at us. They start talking about AI-powered strategies. Is that just a fancy way of saying they use some automation tools?
Well, AI is definitely having a moment in marketing right now. And yeah, it often means automation, but it can be a lot more than that, too.
So it's not like they have a robot writing their ad copy or something?
Not quite, although who knows what the future holds. But seriously, AI is really good at handling huge amounts of data, way more than a human ever could. It can spot patterns, personalize stuff, make your campaign smarter.
But it still needs a human touch, right? Like someone to actually come up with the creative ideas and make sure it all makes sense.
100%. AI is a tool, not a replacement. The best agencies use it to enhance what they're already doing, not to completely take over. It's about finding that balance.
So for our listeners out there who, after this deep dive, are thinking, okay, maybe I need a digital marketing agency, what's like the one thing they should take away from all of this?
You know, it's funny. With all this talk about data and AI and all these fancy terms, I think the most important thing is still human connection. Find an agency that actually listens to you, that understands your business, that you feel like you can trust. Because at the end of the day, they're an extension of your team.
It's like choosing a business partner. You want someone on your side, somebody get you.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask the tough questions. See if their values align with yours. Because finding the right agency, it's not just about getting more clicks or whatever. It's about finding a partner to help you grow your business the right way.
Love that. All right, folks, that's our deep dive on Grow Digital. Hopefully you learned a thing or two, maybe even feel inspired to level up your own digital marketing game. Until next time.